And I want to begin with a simple question today. And that is, who told you that you have to have it all together? Who actually told you that? Who told you that faith means that you're never going to struggle? Who told you that strong Christians never doubt, or they never worry, or they never feel tired, or they never feel overwhelmed? Who told you that? Because if we're honest today, many of us spend a lot of energy pretending we're okay, pretending that we're strong, pretending that we've got all the answers, pretending that we're not carrying things that keep us awake through the night. And we just smile and we greet people. We say, yeah, fine. Inside, we're carrying questions within us. It's carrying worries, carrying fears. And sometimes we feel empty. And we think, well, if I had more faith, then I wouldn't feel this way. Or if I was stronger spiritually, then I wouldn't be struggling. Or if God was really pleased with me, then I wouldn't be finding life so difficult. Because the Bible is full of people who love God deeply, and yet they still struggle. David struggled. Jeremiah struggled. Elijah struggled, the Apostle Paul struggled, even Jesus experienced sorrow, grief, and anguish. You know, faith is not the absence of struggle. That's not what faith is. But faith is trusting God in the middle of the struggle. There's an important difference here, because somewhere along the way, many of us have picked up the idea that following Jesus means emotionally untouchable. As if Christians are supposed to flow through life unaffected by disappointment. But that isn't reality. And it isn't scripture. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Is that still up there? Yeah. Can we read it together? The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are Christians. I want us to notice what that verse does not say. It doesn't say God is close to those who have everything together. It doesn't say God is close to those who never struggle. But it says he's close to the brokenhearted. Close to those that are carrying pain. Close to those who feel crushed. Close to those who feel weak. Why? Why? Because God meets people where they really are. In the place where you are, that is where he will meet you. He met me in the middle of a drug overdose. And I was thinking, because I didn't know if I was actually hearing right, if I was just having like, you know, an hallucination. But it was different. He met me right there in my mess. I wasn't even looking for him. And he met me. Jesus meets me. Meets us really where we are. Not where we're pretending to be. Not like, oh, I'm fine. You're not fine. You know, one of the most exhausting things in life is pretending. Pretending that you're stronger than what you are, pretending that you're not dirty. We guys like to pretend on that one, don't we? We're like, it's fine. In the meantime, nobody sees. Nothing worse than being on the island of Hades. Those to those who feel class. Those to those who feel weak. So eventually the loss that becomes gain and the burden that gains. That loss. In fact, you've been carrying a loss for a very long time. We don't want people to know how you're struggling. We don't want people to know that you're exhausted and you're overwhelmed. You don't want people to know that you're having questions. So you keep smiling and you keep pushing forward. That's not possible. He's inviting you to come to the promise. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11. He says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Now we can rest. Remember this verse, man. Remember this verse in prison. Jesus doesn't say, come to me when you're sort of yourself out. Come to me when you're stronger, or come to me when you're sort of the body. No. Send his cup. Feel the burden. Through the exhaustion. Through the confusion. Through the disappointment. With your richness. Is out. There's long words with honesty. Think about David. In the Bible, one moment he's declaring God's greatness, then the next moment he's crying out in confusion. One moment he's celebrating, the next he's asking God. And again, all poor David, the man, fucking his own.
Why? David was real with God.
He brought everything to God.
His victories,
his failures, his fears, his devotion, his tears. Perhaps that's what some of us need to do. God would rather have an honest prayer than an honest reborn from us. We often think of our God. We try. God would rather meet your real struggle than your real spirit. God would rather meet your real you than the version that you're pretending to be. Some of the most powerful moments in our world with God will never be stopped pretending. When we stop trying to impress, and you stop trying to be strong, and you simply come to the decision of what they're doing. Broken, tired, confused. Needing help. Because the truth is this. Everyone of us needs to have a seat. Everyone of us needs this. Everyone of us needs God's strength. Apostle Paul, he understood this in the Bible. He spoke about a thorn in the flesh. Something that he desperately wanted to remove. And three times he asked God to take it away, yet God's answer was, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in the weakness. Notice that. It's not power through strength, but power through weakness. Not glory through perfection, but glory through dependence. And that's difficult for many of us. I know that because we naturally want to appear, we want to look strong, we want to have everything under control, we want to keep our image close. See, there's the difference. Our hope is not found in having it all together. Our hope is found in Jesus, who holds us to him. Our hope is not found in our strength, but it's found in strength of Jesus. Our hope is not found in our perfection, but it's found in His grace. So if you've been trying to carry everything alone, with goodness sakes, stop trying to carry it on your own. If you've been pretending you're okay when you're not, stop. If you've been measuring your faith by how strong you feel, stop. And instead, simply accept that invitation from Jesus. Come to me, just as you are. Because the gospel has never been about strong people finding God. But it's about needy people finding grace. It's about weary people finding rest. It's about broken people finding healing. It's about ordinary life discovering an extraordinary Savior. And today that invitation still stands. You don't have to know it all together. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to pretend. Simply need to come. When you've done that, you'll discover that His grace is still enough for you. And His mercy is still available to you. And His love is still unfailing for you. And to receive you, at the cost, just the way you are. I was always reflecting, and it's funny how my thought patterns work. Because sometimes when I reflect, I always try and reflect on the good things I did over the years, but somehow I always go to the naughty things I did over the years. Who else found that? Did you see? I wonder if it's not God who does that, because when I think of the good things, very little impact as to what I'm going to think about the naughty bad things I did. Because when I think of the bad things, that's when gratitude starts rising in my heart. And that's when I praise, and that's when I worship. Isn't it funny how that happened? My message is simple and clear today. Give Jesus a chance. And I can put a stamp on it and learn to be disappointed. But he wants to be the honest. He will be just as you are. He'll deal with the rest. It took 4 years for me to overcome my victim after coming to Jesus. So that is something beautiful about him. More than we've been having. It chips away like a sculptor with a piece of stone. It'll chip away each little thing that needs to be dealt with in our lives. It doesn't look like much, does it? But yet we produce it. I'm chipping away that stone. It's beautiful. So is the belief. I want to give you a chance right now. Really do. You know where you're at. Pretend in front of me, you can't pretend in front of Jesus. You know where you're at. I'm going to give you that chance now. I want you to just all close your eyes. I don't want anybody looking up. Watching the miles over. But if this has spoken to you today, and you know that you need to accept that invitation to Jesus today. It's to come as you are. So I'm going to give you that chance now. It's very simple. You don't have to come and do any rituals or anything. You just have to say yes. I don't want to know about religion that you've been involved in over the years, because religion is not relationship, it's indifference. Religion is having to prove that you are worthy of God.
relationship says, you'll speak with me on your walk with me. Focus is on the holding up our thread. Now, let me give you that chance very simple. I'm not going to prolong this. You've never given your life to Jesus before. And I mean, I'm not talking about sending your drinking, because it's a big difference. You ever had that relationship with Jesus before? Or you've never had it with them? It's very quickly. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you. Anyone else? Come.
Say to Jesus, I love you, we need that. Come on, just do it together, come on. Say, I love you, Jesus.